This episode is sponsored by the Midwest Marks Podcast, where we talk about everything wrestling. If you're a wrestling fan, come give us a listen. Available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, or wherever you get your podcast.
Kane the Destroyer.
It's gotta be Kane!
Kane the Destroyer!
Damn, you are so loud. Man, see, this the whole problem. I told you already that you are too young to be in here. Way too young. And you're not finna be in here drinking and talking shit. Yeah, that's what you're not finna do. What did I tell you last time that you came in here? And say it loud now. I want you to say it loud as a mug.
Shh. This is grown folks' business.
Exactly. Exactly what I told your ass. Man, go on now. Take your ass on in the room. Go on. Bye. Bye. I need little badass kids. Okay. Now, producer, go on start this motherfucker off. Yo, 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 we are back again. Welcome to Grown Folks Talk and Sip. I am your host with the most, Kane Destroyer, a.k.a. True Lover Lover, True Lover Lover, a Mr. Lover Lover, a Mr. Lover Lover. Yes, I am. Yes, y'all, we are back again with a new topic. You know what? Fuck that. It's not even a new topic. I'm going to do something that I have not did in a while, y'all, that y'all love what I do. Yes, I'm shaking it up. Check me out. It is Storytelling with Kane, y'all. Yes, that's what it is, Storytelling with Kane. So, I know I ain't did one in a while, but I got one for you. Oh, yes. Before we switch gears and crack open these beers, get right and open up your Bud Light or whatever you like to drink. I want y'all to put all the kids to bed, y'all. Put them to bed. Like, for real, for real. This ain't a story for the kids. This is a story for the grown-ups. Man, this is my life. And I'm giving it to you, you know what I'm saying, uncut. Uncut, straight, raw. Just like that. I'm more raw than you going in without a condom. I'm trying to tell you, I'm that raw. But let me get it started, y'all. Lord have mercy. Check this out. Okay, on one of my thirsty nights, man, real thirsty nights, my little chicks didn't want to come through and stuff, the ones I normally fuck with. Okay, so I decided I want to try one of these social media apps. Yes, y'all, I tried one of the social media apps. Matter of fact, two of them. And I'm going through them. I download them. I heard from a buddy, man. He had a very high success rate on these certain two apps. I don't want to say the apps because I am not doing no promotion for these apps until they get me paid. If they want me to say something about it, I has to see their money. Where's the money? Where's the moolah? But anyway, man, I was getting a lot of success on one app more than another app. But then I ran into this chick. Okay. She was real cool and everything. So we sending pictures to each other back and forth and talking. And I asked her, you know what I'm saying, where she from? And she told me where she resided. And I was like, oh, okay, that's a good little distance. But she said she was in town, though. And I was like, what? You in town? Oh, it's going down. Okay. So I asked her for her GPS. And she was like, I'm over here such and such. And I said, ooh, it's not far from me. So I'm looking. And I'm like, she's not that very far. So let's see how this shit go. So she was telling me on the phone that she was hungry. And I'm like, shit, I'm hungry too. Like, keep in mind, we talking, it's about like 2 o'clock in the morning. Damn near everything closed. And only thing that was probably was open was Huda House, McDonald's, and Legs. That was all that was open. At that time of night, that's it. And then I thought about something else. And then I didn't think of it at the time, but she threw it out there. She said crystals. And I said, well, I ain't had crystals in a while. I'm not a big fan of crystals. But hell, I eat some crystals, cheap little burgers. Okay, cool, whatever. So I went and picked her up. I pulled up on her goofy ass. And she's smiling and stuff, happy to see me. We conversating and shit. Until we got the crystals. We got the crystals. And picked up the food and came back to my house. I opened the door and stuff. She looking around. She like, oh, you got a nice little cozy little spot here. And I was like, yes I do. Nice little cozy spot. All for you. And she started laughing. So I obliged. So, okay. So we got to just hanging out and chilling, and we were eating the crystal burgers. And I guess she was kind of scared to eat in front of me or whatever. I'm like, girl, you better eat. Quit playing. I done bought these motherfuckers. You better eat. So then she ate a couple of mugs, and you know what I'm saying? I had the rest. I was like, okay, whatever. It's cool. So we got to talking and conversating a little more and hanging and chilling. Okay, cool. Then I'm looking at the time, and I'm like, it's getting kind of late. So, what you want to do? And, bro, I'm going to tell you what she did. She hit me with some bullshit fast. But I respected that, though. I respected that. So, I'm like, okay, cool, whatever. She want to get to know a nigga and shit. I like, that's cool. You know what I'm saying? I said, I don't meet too many of them around here. Around here, man, they go straight for the business. But, okay. So, I wound up taking her back home. I like, whatever. That's cool. So, then, she hit me up the next night. Probably like 11, somewhere in there. She hit me up. What you doing, big head? I said, oh, big head, what you doing? WTF? And I'm saying to myself, shit, hopefully I'm doing you a little bit later. But I couldn't just come off like that, aggressive as hell, even though I am a very outspoken person. So I was just like, just chilling, watching TV. So she was like, hey, you want some company? And I was like, do I want some company? Sure. So I told her, pull up. So she pulled up on me, you know what I'm saying? Came in the house, knocked on the door. She walked to that motherfucker. When I opened that door, bruh, she walked up in here, walked directly into my arms. And she was smelling good. Looking good. Man, I think she had on some fucking edible body spray. I could have sworn she had on some edible body spray. I could have sworn. Because when her fucking neck touched my lips, and I was like, man. I said, yeah, she want me to lick this up off her ass tonight. Okay, cool. We got to talking and conversating and all that bullshit, and then she kept telling me how comfortable she feel and all that other shit. So I'm thinking in my head, you feel that comfortable, shit, drop them panties. That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking with my second head all fucking day long. So, okay. So after a little bit of deliberation and shit, she finally obliged. Okay. So I mess around and hit them hot spots right quick. You know what I'm saying? Got the rubbing on her and shit. And then she wanted me to give her a massage. That's what she said. She liked massaging. give her a massage. So I said, how about I give you a deep tissue massage? And she was like, ooh, that sounds wonderful. So I'm like, yes, it is, girl. These hands are magic. So we left the living room and went to the bedroom where it goes down at. Oh, yes, it goes down in that motherfucker there. So she want me to do part two of the massage. But I'm going to tell you what I hit her with. Let me tell y'all what I hit her with, y'all. I told her, if she want me to get real deep off in it, she got to get naked. And she was like, why I have to get naked? I said, because your clothes are restricting me from doing a good job. I want to do a very proficient job. And she looked at me and started to smile. And that motherfucker got naked. And I said, ooh, woo. So I'm rubbing her down and stuff. Then I got the little oils and shit. I'm rubbing her ass the fuck down. And she loving it. And next thing I know, goddamn, it started to get a little hot in there. A little hot and steamy. So the shirt came off first. Hell, the shoes and socks was already off. And then I had on my thought shorts. Yes. Yes, y'all. All men always have a pair of thought shorts. If he planned on going to get some pussy over another chick house or whatever the case is, he normally has his thought shorts. So, and it was summertime. So I had on my thought shorts. So easy access. Wham, bam. Okay. Got through rubbing her down, putting little oils on and shit. Damn, it was time to play. So we in that bitch doing our thing. You know what I'm saying? Stroke daddy. You know what I'm saying? And I was trying to show her why they call me the Mr. Lover Lover. True Lover Lover. Mr. Lover Lover. Mr. Lover Lover. Yeah, I had to show her why they call me that. And she was loving every fucking minute of it. Every fucking minute of it. I'm deep off in that thing. Man, what? Deep off in it. First thing she was hollering about is, I don't think you can swim. I don't think you can swim in my waters. Man, shit, nigga, I was backstroking in that motherfucker. Nigga, I was damn near walking on them waters. Damn near walking on them bitches. And boy, next thing I know, she went night-night. I said, wake your ass up. Wake your ass up. It's time for round two. And she was like, I'm tired. I said, what the fuck you tied up? No, that was just the first round. It's time for round two. You teased me for two fucking days straight. It is going down in the DM. And man, I went and woke her ass up. And she went and took that ass up. Nigga, it went down. So after that, after the second round and stuff, I knew one thing. A lot of people, I'm going to tell you, hold up, y'all. Let me get a little break in the story. I'm going to tell y'all a little about me. You got your peoples that are machine guns, and you got your peoples that are shotguns. Okay, I'm not a machine gun. I'm not finna go 3 and 4 and 5 and 6 times in one setting. Maybe we space them out a little bit. Maybe, but I'm not to go that many times. I'm more of a double barrel shotgun type of guy. If you don't get it in one, if you don't get it in two, you is fucked. You is fucked, pretty much. You know what I'm saying? Two cocks. Hey, that's it. You get two double barrel. That's all you get. You know what I'm saying? I'm not no AR-15. No, none of that other shit. I'm not. But anyway, she went right back to sleep. And then this motherfucker talking about she hungry. I'm like, I'm not finna feed your ass. I'm not finna feed you. No, I'm not. And then she woke up, bro. It was maybe about 6 or 7 in the morning. I want to say it was about 6 or 7 in the morning. That's a pretty good description. Okay. Now she done went. and got some breakfast for us. Yeah, it's a little place in town. Should I say their name? Because I don't want to do no promotion for them if I ain't getting paid for them. No, I'm not going to say their name either. But it's a donut spot that be having all type of food there. Okay, cool. She went and got us some breakfast. So we in that bitch munching down like a motherfucker dog. We in that bitch munching down. And whatever. And then she gave me a kiss before she left. And she was like, you'll see me in another day or two. I'm like, okay, whatever. I mean, I like her, but only a little bit. But I had to show her a good time while she was over here. I didn't want to feel like she was wasting her time. But you know what I'm saying? It was cool, though. It was cool because she had her vibe was straight. But I later found out that she had another agenda going on too as well. I'm going to get to that in a second. But check me out. No, it was a day or two went by. A day or two went by. It was a weekend. I'd have worked all fucking week doing it. Overtime, all that good shit. I'm working. And then it gets to Saturday. I'm off. I'm off like a motherfucking light switch. Nigga, I'm off. So, I'm sitting in the house. I didn't want to deal with nobody. When I say nobody, nobody. So, I cleaned my crib, cooked a little bit, put it in the refrigerator, you know what I'm saying, ate a little bit, money, and sat on the couch and just playing music. It was late as hell now. It was kind of late. It wasn't that late. It was kind of late. It was like about 1 o'clock. 1 o'clock, you know what I'm saying? But I've been sitting and chilling for a little while. Then I started drinking. And boy, I got drinking and shit. I'm in my own zone. So this little other chick hit me up. So I sit there and talk to her for a few minutes. But then, goddamn, I gave her the curve. Because I didn't feel like fucking with them. So, old girl, the one that been kicking it, she hit me up. And I really didn't feel like fucking with her either. But I told her she can come through. I said, fuck it. She can come through. So she came through. You know what I'm saying? She was looking good and smelling good. And then I noticed, though, she had on this pink dress. Like a pink dress. And I'm looking at her. I'm like, okay. Because when she walked in the door, she hugged me. And normally, when she hugged me, I grabbed that ass first. So, when I reached to grab that ass, in my investigation, I realized that this motherfucker had no panties on. So, I said, oh, she coming for a dick appointment. Oh, I wish she was scheduled it. She didn't schedule it. Normally, I don't do walk-ins. So, okay, well, fuck it then. We're going to do it like this. So, we sat and chilled and talked. And then me, I'm full of that drink. And I'm studying drinking. And, bruh, I'm feeling myself. I went over there and tried to give her a little affection. She was like, access denied. And I'm like, what? I said, okay, whatever, cool. Whatever, cool. So, I went, let a little time go by. So I tried again. She hit me with the access denied again. So I'm like, what the fuck? So then, okay, this third time, I'm gonna tell you what she did. She messed around and said, cause she lay on my couch. You know, so just lay on my couch and get comfortable. I said, fine. So she laid on my couch with her legs open and her dress. And I wasn't sure if she had no panties on or she just had a thong on or like that. Man, I just so happened to look to my left and seen scraped ball pussy. And I'm looking and I'm like, ooh wee, scraped ball. I'm looking. So I tried again. And she hit me with the access denied the third time. So I'm asking her, like, what's the problem? And she just said, she just came to chill. I'm like, listen here. You done made over my house at 2 fucking clock in the morning. We done already fucked a couple times, all fucking ready. Man, you come over here, you got no fucking panties on. You got no bra on. Nothing but a fucking pink dress with some fucking flip-flops. And you ain't come over here to fuck? So y'all know what I did, y'all? Y'all know what I did? Y'all can call me an asshole. Y'all can say I'm mean. You can say what the fuck you want to say. But I pointed to the fucking door. Bitch, exit stage right. You not finna sit here and play with me like that. That's what you not finna do. You not finna dick tease me. No, you not. This is my shit. You not finna come in my shit and dick tease me, wasting my time. Bitch, you gotta go. So then she looked at me with a face of horror. And she was like, damn, you putting me out? I said, hell yeah, I'm putting you out. She said, why? I told her, I gotta go to work in the morning. She said, I thought you said you was off. So I said, I gotta go walk my fish. She said, you gotta go walk your fish? I said, yep, I gotta go walk my fish. And she looked at me all confused and shit. All confused and motherfucker. And she said, you full of shit. I said, And she was head at the door. And when she closed my door, bro, she slammed the fuck out of her. Boom! And I was like, whatever. So, goddamn, I took my ass to sleep. Man, I was drunk, dick hard as a motherfucker. Dick harder than goddamn Chinese math. Man, for real. Hard as a motherfucker. I took my ass to sleep. I woke up and shit. Now I still remember everything that happened the night before. Okay, I was like, whatever. So then I went by the stove. Went by the stove, grabbed a little stuff for the house. They dishwashed the turkey, some damn paper towels, and some plastic plates and some shit like that. It was like a little small shit. Went by the dollar store, got some shit, and then tell me why this motherfucker found me. She pulled up on my goofy ass. She see me coming out the fucking stove. So I'm like, bruh, what the fuck? So how you doing? I'm doing all right. She said, I'm still kind of mad at you. I was like, oh, for real? Okay. And then it was a little bit of small talk. So then I just left and shit. And she was just like, damn, you did me like that? I'm like, yeah. Because I knew she felt some type of way. Because after I left, she started texting me and kept on texting me. And then the first thing, she got mad at me. She gonna say, you ain't my motherfucking man anyway. I'm like, I wasn't auditioning for the role of being your man in the fucking beginning. I mean, just being real, we were just supposed to be goddamn Netflix and chilling. That's it. Or eating chicken and you getting a dick in, whichever one you want to fucking use. That shit. That's all we supposed to be doing. But then let me tell you though. I'm going to tell y'all some shit. Last time I seen her, she came over here. And she called me first, though. She know better to pop up. She called me first and said she had to talk to me. And I said, okay, we can talk. We can conversate. We can chill. You know what I'm saying? Have an adult conversation. So she came over here and she was talking. She was like, man, I really feeling you. I really want us to be this and be that. And I said, okay. And she said, have you thought about moving to Colorado? I said, moving to Colorado? She said, yeah. I said, man, all thing Colorado got is legal weed up there. And she was like, yeah, but this and that ain't like this. And I'm like, bruh, all they got is legal weed. Living in Colorado just by like living in California, because it's overpopulated. The rent is going to be fucking outrageous. But in her mind, she want me to move up there with her. But then she failed to tell me that she already fucking had a nigga up there living with her. Yeah, y'all. Do you hear me? Do y'all hear me? This motherfucker already had a nigga up there living with her. and she wanted me to move up there with her. She was gonna drive us. She wanted me to take all my shit and go up there with her. And I'm thinking to myself, hold up, if you're doing him like that, you'll do me like that. And she was like, no, it's not like that. I promise. I said, what the fuck is it like then? What is it like? It's like something. So, me and her wind up fucking one last time, y'all. We fucked one last time. It was very passionate, you know. It was kind of passionate. Fucked one last time. And then we went our separate ways. And I haven't got a phone call, a text, nothing like that from her again. Well, I think that's a lie, because it was somebody playing on my phone at one point in time. But I don't know if it was her or not, so I cannot confirm or deny that shit. But it might have been her. But I have not spoken to her ever since, because I didn't want to move up there with her and her boyfriend while she put her boyfriend out for me. Nigga, you fucking loco? Are you fucking loco? Nigga, when you said that shit out your mouth, did you hear it? Did it make sense? No. So, never heard from again. Cool people now. Cool people. But, as far as being in a relationship with her, no. Negative. Not tonight. But yeah, y'all. That right there concludes my story, y'all. I know it's kind of crazy and shit, but hey, I'm being straight, authentic, straight 100 with y'all. I had to do a story time with y'all, man. I haven't did one in a while, and I miss doing my stories. I think I'm going to start back doing my stories more often, because I have like a fucking million stories to fucking tell. A million of them. Man. But check this out, y'all. Before I go, before I leave, before I get gone, I want to pour a shot. Hold up, get my shot glass. I'm going to pour a shot. Oh, yeah. Just pour me a little shot. And I want to say cheers to you for the listeners out there. Cheers to you. I hope all of y'all putting y'all shot glasses up in the air. Cheers to you, man. I appreciate y'all for riding with me. You know what I'm saying? A little bit of last year, because I haven't been doing this shit that long, but I'm going strong and I'm going to keep them going. But check this out. Cheers to you. Take a shot with me, and I'm tilting my glass right now. Damn. Anyway, cheers to you, y'all. Y'all are real ones. I appreciate you. And before I close this shit out, I want to say, y'all, fuck with my boy. Fuck with my boy, Joy Plus, for all your beat-making needs. Yes, y'all. And pretty soon, he gonna be doing recording, folks, and shit like that. Holler at him on all platforms. I also want to give a shout-out to my guys at the Midwest Marks Podcast. These guys are wrestling bound. They know all the top news, all the tea. They have all that shit. So, please don't forget to like and subscribe for them guys. They are also available on all major platforms, all anything that's they're doing podcasts, especially YouTube, the Midwest Marks Podcast. Yes, y'all. But I'm out of this motherfucker. And before I go, y'all know I got to do one thing before I go. Hold up, let me take a little sip. Oh, yeah. I got to do one thing before I go. And y'all know what that is? I know y'all know. In, out.